9 out of 10 decent human beings recommend against listening to this podcast. And it is believed 1 out of 10 decent human beings did not understand the question.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Welcome to Dancast, motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers!
Woo!
I'm Tim. I am the T in Tancast.
I am Andy. I am the annoying asshole aardvark in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'll fart on you in my sleep.
And I'm Jeff. I am, once again, the G in guest.
No, you're the G in Tangcast. First
yes.
time ever.
Yeah.
Tang, drink it down, fuckers!
Technically, it is not the first time ever.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because there was a when we did Tancast WTF, Jeff was in the background and piped up for a second.
I would consider that a brief cameo, whereas here he is more featured talent. which is to say, our first introduction of talent.
You give me too much credit.
No.
No, I've
what
seen the stats.
What we're doing
You're
is
way
taking credit
me.
Away from us, which is rightfully deserved.
Yes.
We deserve no credit.
Well, we deserve negative credit.
Let's get started with some tan laughs. I've got one sent in from Bryce, one of our listeners, who was caught up in the hurricanes a couple weeks ago and used Tancast to pass the time, so he got away from one tragedy and ended up in another. So much sympathies go out to Bryce. But here's his joke. Why did Mickey and Minnie break up?
Why?
I don't know why.
Because she's fucking goofy.
I like it.
Nailed it.
Classic. So I love that you went for tragedy as opposed to, see, there we are, Tancast, saving lives.
Yeah, because, no, we're not.
No. we don't save anything. I saved some of my earwax, but I'm trying to build a sculpture.
Gross.
What about candle?
No, sculpture. Candles for pussies. That would be the nastiest smelling... like Yankee Candle ever. Earwax.
I think we've broached the subject before.
Delicious.
Yes, I want to say I've heard this before.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was on our show.
Well, you guys are stealing shit all the time. I don't know, maybe I'm stealing shit now.
It was a red story.
See, I've cashed it in. I've sold my soul.
Oh. Does anyone else have tan laughs?
Yeah, I've got one. So this laugh comes to us from my mother, who really wishes that she had shared it with us on our recent very special episode.
Mm.
So guy goes into a doctor's office and tells the doctor, it's a urologist, Doc, I've got this problem. I'm a bit too well endowed. You know, it's kind of becoming a problem in my love life. Everyone takes a look at it, and they just run screaming. So, you know, it's not... a blessing, it's a burden at this point. And I was wondering if you could do anything for me. And the doctor has him take down his trousers and is like, wow, Mr. Johnson, that's, okay, I can see where that would definitely be a problem for you. So, tell you what, we'll schedule a surgery. We can definitely take care of this. So, dude goes into surgery. Week later, the doctor's calling him to follow up and find out how everything went. It's like, he's telling the doctor, yeah, everything's much better now. It's great. I feel better. I think I'm starting to get past this this kind of hang up. You know, it's the love life starting to be there, and so that's great. I'm really glad you're following up with me on this, doctor. And the doctor goes, well, not a problem, Mr. Johnson. Yeah, I've already got a deep voice, so this doesn't work nearly as well as when my mom told it.
Oh.
Oh.
Ah, sucking it. Oh. Noah, quick, save us from me.
All right, Andy, your mother is so fat.
How fat is she?
She drives a spandex car.
Too bad you didn't share that one last week.
I like the contrast of laugh from Tim for that versus for Andy's joke, which was none whatsoever.
No, because nobody got it. I tried to deepen my voice, but, you know.
You suck!
Yeah, well, that there is that too.
Well, so I in honor of previous tan laughs, I have another Helen Keller joke.
Nice.
I love these. These are always good. I can't remember which one you told that was submitted by Iris.
Yes.
Which one was the one about the why did her dog run away?
Oh, right. Okay. Why? What do Helen Keller's parents do to punish her?
I don't know what.
They move the furniture.
Oh.
Put up.
I would have gone for glue her hands together, but I think that one's as good too.
Well, that's a punishment for anyone.
Yeah. Especially chronic masturbators like all of us.
We'd figure a way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
I got feet.
Do it like the primates do.
There's always pillows.
See? Ingenuity. That's what America's all about.
I love that you guys are solving problems as soon as I toss it out there.
We are problem solvers.
Yep. So, speaking of Helen Keller, the wife and I just watched Catch and Release, the movie co-starring Kevin Smith, where he actually uses a Helen Keller
quote,
yeah, since he works for Celestial Seasonings, the tea company, and puts all their nifty little quotes that I don't know why you need to read, like, Byron while you're steeping tea, but that kind of made me laugh that he's the one that was wondering whether she was, like, a metaphor or whatever, and there she is being referenced by him in a film that he's in. That movie also made me realize two other things. Kevin Smith is, for all the times I call myself a tubby bastard, I gotta hand it to Kevin. He's definitely taken the term and run with it.
Or walked with it, barely, with heavy breathing.
But it also made me realize that guy uses the word sir like I use the word dude. Like, I don't think it was scripted, because I've also heard a little bit in, like, Smodcast and then on reading his blog, but he refers to people as sir the way that, like, I would say, you know, hey, what's up, dude? And he's like, what's happening, sir?
Well, there's actually a story behind that.
There is?
Jason Mewes started doing it first, and then it just caught on with Kevin Smith. I don't know why Jason Mewes. I mean, it's not really a good story. It's just like, I should clarify that. And then Kevin Smith's like, I started doing it too.
Damn it, Noah, now I got to take off my footy pajamas. I got a story for that. Oh, excellent! Got my little Celestial Seasonings tea in my footy pajamas and snuggled in. Grabbed my teddy bear.
Wow. That is a nice image.
I was hoping you'd wear a teddy.
Then Noah tells me a short story and tells me to go to bed.
That's right.
Fucker.
You go to bed and you like it.
So, in addition to the fact that Jeff is on and this is our first four-way, nong, it's also East Coast versus West Coast this week.
That's right. East side!
I'm in Boston, bitches. I am hours away from performing and probably failing in the Boston Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Excellent. Just set your expectations low. You'll still be disappointed. It's not that can keep you from being disappointed. It's just, you know, set them low because that's realistic.
Where in Boston is the festival?
Well, tonight it's at the Hard Rock. Well, of course, by the time this goes on the web, it will have already passed, but Hard Rock Cafe, Boston.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's looking
now.
So, Tim, I hear you've been awake for quite a long time at the moment.
Yes, this is, talking a little bit before, well, chatting and talking before we started. New England is a very popular destination in the fall, so naturally that's when they hold this comedy competition, so that it's nice expensive to A, fly here, and B, get lodging here. So I'm staying in an O'Connell Lodge, like 8 miles outside of Boston. Or no, 4 miles. I don't know. I'm outside of Boston. That much I know. also, to get a cheap flight, instead of flying here today, I left Saturday. I left L.A. Well, no. Okay, so I got up at 8 or whatever, but I got to the airport at noon. Flight left at 1. Made it to Charlotte, North Carolina. Stayed there for an hour.
Ooh, nice stop.
Then flew to Boston. Yeah, it was the closest I've been to Andy since he's moved.
Oh.
If I'd had more than an hour, I might have said hi.
Well, it would have taken you about 3 hours to drive here, so.
Nope. It wouldn't have, because I didn't have a car, so it would have taken substantially longer. Then flew up to Boston, got here at midnight local time, But I couldn't check into this hotel until about 43 minutes ago, which is 2 o'clock p.m. local time. So I had from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock to kill.
Are you kidding me? No, what did you do?
Yeah. I sat in the airport.
What?
You can sleep there. I've seen people do it.
Yep. I saw someone do it from the inside of my eyelids.
Damn, that is a shitty situation.
I watched. I spent some time watching movies. I watched the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2. Watched the Simpsons movie with commentary. Watched a couple episodes of Clerks: The Animated Series, and then finally passed the fuck out.
See, look at this. Tim sacrifices for his art. He goes the full mile.
Yeah. The sad part is, I'm gonna get on stage tonight and go, I have no fucking idea what I'm supposed to be saying. All the words are gone. I have no words. That's what I'll think I'm saying, but out loud I'll be like, "Gah bah, gah." And then I'll just pass out and drool.
Oh, that'll get some laughs.
Like, I was like,
genius. He's okay. On the cutting
edge. The next
comedy.
Andy Kaufman.
Yes, the next guy is going to die of cancer. Not famous.
Nice.
Oh.
Oh, I know. That makes me sad because he's got the same name as me and my son. Kaufman, not Andy. I named my kid Kaufman.
I would hope so.
Andy makes no sense.
No.
It's best not to listen to him talk.
Yeah.
Just shut off the podcast now.
Well, you know, we send all of our voice tracks to Tim separately so he can just forget to edit me into this one.
There you go.
That would be surreal. You got.
That'll just be a very long pause.
That's exactly why there was no commentary right there for those last 5 seconds. It was all just silent. That was where Andy would have been, but I didn't put him in.
Well, as long as you're doing that, go ahead and leave the joke out, too. By the way, Mom, if you happen to overhear Iris playing this episode, sorry to have cocked that up. The joke was funny when you told it.
Cocked that up. Should have recorded her, and then you could have just sent me that audio, and I would have spliced it in.
Yeah, well, we were sitting around not near her computer, so.
Well, you suck.
She was just sharing penis jokes.
Wow.
She had a
as
series.
Moms are known to do.
listeners might... You probably don't know this, but I'm actually from Boston, so I'm pleased to hear that you were there, Tim. If you have any, if you're looking for recommendations of places to go or to eat or whatever, I'd be happy to pass that
I'm
on.
I'm sure that would have been excellent about 14 hours ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, probably.
No, not really, because then I would have to, like, as it was... Oh, I didn't even tell you the worst part of my ordeal. I took the subway system, you know, easy to navigate. That was nice. But then I got on the bus, and the bus stop that it told me that it was going to drop me off on online never showed up. Ooh. So I eventually just got off the bus and ended up about a mile away from the hotel, walking around with my luggage aimlessly, oh, mind you, because it's not like I had a map. I just had a general idea of where I thought I might be going.
Oh God.
Amazingly enough, I was on the right track. I stopped finally to ask a cop, and he's like, "Oh, just keep going down that street and make a left. You got another half mile to go." I was like, "Great!" And I'm holding like these bags. Like, I have bruises on both my right and left shoulder now from where the bags were digging in as I was just marching. Like, it would have been easier to get a goddamn ring back in Mordor. That's what I'm telling you. And there was no flying eagles when I got here to take me home.
Wow. This is turning out to be a quite a nice trip for you, I can see.
Well,
I hope this doesn't sour you on Boston.
Well, the thing is, hopefully, if I make it to the next round tonight, I will have 4 days to do nothing before I perform again.
Ooh.
So,
you know what you should do?
Yes. No, I don't.
Because I know you love baseball. You should go to a Red Sox game.
Apparently there is one today. Either that or
yes,
fucking
I am,
love the Sox around here.
I am actually I'm watching the Sox game live right now as we speak, and so... In a way, I'm kind of watching you, Tim.
You rack a discipline.
Okay. I wasn't sure if people were just like, fucking, I'm wearing my sock shit. All of it. All the time.
No,
me two.
No.
Me three.
Yeah, no, there was a big doubleheader yesterday at Fenway, and now the final game of this series that's going on right now is today. Right now. But it looks kind of, the weather's kind of, nah. Like, the temperature's okay, but it looks like it's kind of really overcast and muggy.
Yes, yes. This is the most naked I've ever been when doing TanCast, because as soon as I got my hotel room, I just peeled off all my clothes. I was like, sweaty. So sweaty.
Mm.
Plus, it was pissing down rain while I was in the airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was funny, because I was like, ah, fuck. Like, at first, I was like, oh, I can't believe I brought this jacket. for no reason, because it said on the internet there'd be rain, and I'm looking outside and there's no rain, and then literally 3 seconds later, God's like, what did you say? Zip.
Oh, wait, you forgot to preface that with, Tank Cash Weather Report!
All right, now that doesn't even make any sense. It bears no resemblance to the thing that we're parodying.
Well, this is good. It's not as much of a ripoff anymore.
I like ripping off! I'm a ripoff fur guy! By the way, before we continue talking about Boston, I thought our podcast was bad. Like, a couple episodes in, when we revealed the 9/11 joke that I'm quite ashamed of. It's not a joke I'm proud of. It's something that breezed into my head and it fell out of my mouth, and I don't know why, I don't know how, but I had to poison others with my inner demon or whatever, and I was like, ugh, that's just...
You didn't want to go
thing.
To hell alone.
I'm like, that's just the worst thing anyone's ever thought, much less said out loud. And then I listened to this podcast called Distorted View Daily, that's what it's called, and they had 9/11 sex stories.
What?
It was like a Penthouse Forum-esque story, but all themed to 9/11, and it was horrible. Like, it made our joke sound like something that would be applicable for Sesame Street.
Wow.
I was like, this guy doesn't give a shit. He's being offensive.
That's impressive.
What was it like? Dear Daily Disturbing Dipshits, or whatever the hell the name of that podcast was. This morning I got up and hopped a flight. I never knew that this strange brown man behind me would suddenly whip out with his box cutter and stab me in the neck.
No. It was more like he was role-playing with his woman, but he was role-playing like he was a terrorist and just kept throwing out euphemisms for sex that were terms that involved either terrorism in specifically or 9/11 specifically.
So like I'm gonna dive at your ground zero and...
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby, the tower fell.
And then he got arrested at the end and taken back to Guantanamo Bay. So at least the story has a good moral.
Okay.
Fucking USA. USA.
Wow.
That's what I said.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't have words. So, is it worth going to Cheers?
Well, that depends. There's actually two Cheers. There's the original Bullfinch pub that Cheers was based off of. And then there's this, they actually went ahead and built a new bar called Cheers that looks just like the one in the show. That's the touristy one, and then there's the original one, which is also kind of touristy, but not as touristy. But, I mean, it's, if you like the show, it's cool to go to the, to either, both of them. But, if, I mean,
well,
if you're not a
time.
Big... Yeah.
I did like the show quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool if you really like the show.
What if you're just a big fucking drunk like Tim? Which one's better?
right.
Then it doesn't matter. You can go to any bar in Boston for that.
All right.
Whoa, Fenway's way out here? I'm sorry, I'm looking at a map.
Yeah, Fenway is right near Kenmore Square. It's like, it's in Back Bay. Anyway.
Did you just say Back Bay?
No, Back Bay.
Oh.
That's the neighborhood that's like west of the main part of Boston.
I just got an image of like a whole bunch
of yes, there it is.
Poor Irish people who are waiting on their their Back bosses Bay. To come through, and they just named their neighborhood Back Bay.
Now that would be Southie. No, but
which, interestingly enough, is what I named my chode.
Southie.
Southie.
Oh, I thought you named it Back Pay.
No. No, but I did name the tip of my dick Payback, so that way I can use it
is
when...
Is it Mel Gibson in it?
he occasionally shows up in the tip of my dick.
That's kind of weird.
That more sounds like it little. Hurts.
No, he's a lot shorter in person than you'd think. And he does have all that passion of the Christ, so, you know.
Oh, why would you? Why would anyone?
But yeah, so I'll actually be in Boston myself next week. Hopefully I'll cross paths with you, Tim, but I guess that depends on how well you do, so do well.
Yeah, don't suck it up.
Don't you fuck it up, Tim.
No promises.
So, Jeff, is it business or personal?
It's personal. Miranda and I are taking a vacation. Actually, this will be our last vacation where it's just the two of us. I forgot to mention this last time, but my wife is pregnant, so it's very exciting. She's due in February. And yeah, this is kind of our last like big thing that where it's just us.
Yeah, because from now on, little kid, dragging you down, ruining all the fun.
No, not ruining the fun, just augmenting the fun.
Ruining it. Just ask Andy.
As the only one of the four of us that can speak to that, listen to Tim. Oh, and by the way, Jeff, congratulations. But my kid could totally kick your kid's ass.
Oh, damn. What?
Well, at this point, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of an unfair matchup.
Well, you know
full,
what, though?
Baby versus...
Hey, he's only a couple like months older.
Jeff's kid has, like, a mech suit. So, actually, Jeff's kid can kick your ass. He has a power suit that is Miranda.
Oh, hey, there you go.
See, I only considered her life support, but you're right. And man, based on the shit that he's probably doing to her hormones about now, yeah, he's in control. He's the driver.
That's hilarious, Noah. I love it.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Okay, so sometime in February or March, my kid could totally kick your kid's ass. I will amend my statement.
So you found out the gender before it was born, right? Or did you not?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just knew. I knew it was going to be a son because apparently my family has just absolutely superlative Y chromosomes. It's just no beating it.
All right.
We're men back through... many generations, and I was told in no uncertain terms by my little brother that if I produced a girl, I would bring shame upon the family.
Ooh.
Right. That's what would bring shame upon the family.
And now he's waiting to find out what his second child is going to be and should know pretty much any week here. So I've turned that right back around on him and told him, if it's not another nephew, he is the shame bringer.
Oh.
So yeah, I guess we are now free to announce that your brother is pregnant.
Yes. I would say the far
wait,
enough
wait,
along.
Wait, his brother's pregnant?
Yep.
Yes.
It's a medical miracle.
Yeah, fuck Oprah. We got the real deal.
We don't
have no tranny with a beard.
Yeah, that's some disturbing stuff right there. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's weird.
I've seen it.
Oh, I think everybody's
seen it.
But
also very interesting.
What?
It's just it's a chick who had her boobs cut off and a bunch of male hormones put in and grew a beard and then got pregnant. I don't believe the way that it's been sold. I think it's kind of dishonest and disingenuous.
But he looks like a man. Like it's not like he looks like a feminine man or something. He just looks like a regular dude, but he's pregnant. It's kind of I don't know. I think
Jeff and I have different cutoff points for feminine.
Yeah.
You know, not to hate on him. I mean, you know, whatever the hell he wants to do, it's his fucking body or her fucking body or whatever he or she wants to call him or herself. But I'm just saying, the news organizations are falling all over each other like, medical miracle! No, biologically been going on for millions of years. It's a woman who's pregnant.
Well, that's
biologically.
True. Yeah, yeah. Yes, well, but, you know, since when has the media ever been trustworthy anyway?
That is true.
Always. You can always trust the media.
Oh, yes, I'm sure all of the veterans of the Spanish-American War would have agreed with you. I say would have because I'm sure they're dead.
You think?
If they're not dead, there's some dry, crusty motherfuckers about now.
The Spanish-American War, huh? That's where you felt it was appropriate to go right now?
Pretty much. Trying to bring a little culture, a little class, a little learning.
This is fucking TanCast. You take that shit down the hall. We don't have culture. We have rape poems. Get out of here. That shit.
So I went to a wedding yesterday, and it was fun, but there was a funny thing, speaking of babies. Someone had a child, and the child was maybe at least a year, probably a little bit older. I would say at least 2 years. And the child kept putting his face in his mother's boobs, not like, oh, I'm going to rest my head here, like shoving his face, just like, ugh! Like he wanted to crawl in there and nest.
Whoa.
And then he was trying to reach in and pull the boob out. Like, he was grabbing and pulling. I was like, wow.
Dude, wouldn't you?
That kid knows
I mean,
what he wants.
He was hungry.
It was just funny. He's just like shoving his face.
It's like we all want to do that all the time, but only babies are allowed to.
Are allowed. Exactly.
Except I don't want to do it to my mom.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Maybe
we,
you do.
We all do.
Tim gets sloppy seconds for his mom.
No. Busy Wait. Pile driving your mom. Can you smell what the cock is cooking?
Yeah, it smells like a shrimp.
Not yours.
No, no, that's yours.
That's not a size joke. Noah is implying that you enjoy fucking seafood.
Oh, well, yeah, who doesn't?
You're like Troy McClure from The Simpsons.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may know me from fucking various things such as tuna and carp.
And haddock.
Why do I do it? For the halibut.
Oh, but
oh.
So, I don't, Andy, I don't know if you have this in Georgia, but one of the things that, one of the things I love about having a pregnant wife, this is one of the perks, is the expectant mother parking. Have you seen this?
Yes, we have it here, and yeah, we loved
it. Isn't
it
glorious?
No, because motherfucker, like, I watched some dude, hick motherfucker, pot belly, dude, there's not a baby in that, there's just all the fucking beer you've been drinking, you fat bastard 60-year-old cock-sucking hillbilly, walking out of the grocery store to the expectant mother parking. I was like, dude, you are not expectant, I don't see your daughter around here, your wife is certainly not expectant, so your nuts should be expectant of my foot in just about half a second. Because we had to park all the way the fuck out there.
See, there, I haven't, it's, people have been respecting it, that I've noticed here, so it always helps. And it's so sweet, man, it's like handicap parking, except you're not ashamed when you get out of your car.
You're doubly proud. Like, yep, I'm hitting that.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, check it out. Not only hitting that, but you know, clearly virile.
He shoots, he scores.
But yeah, the funny thing is, so we did the baby registry at Babies R Us, and of course they have a crap load of expectant mother parking there. And and on the spaces, instead of you know how the handicap have the big blue and white little symbols showing like a handicapped person on the ground. So instead of that, it's like a blue and white stork outline. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I've always wondered if there's, like, if handicapped people who, you know, like, maybe have, like, you know, an arm problem, or, you know, they're, like, they're fine and walking and everything, they're just, like, got, like, a hip problem, got to walk a little slower or something like that, or, you know, somebody who's got, like, crutches, ever takes a look at that handicap placard and go, like, you know, son of a bitch, we're not all in fucking wheelchairs. Not everybody who needs to park a little closer or who could stand to park a little closer medically is wheeling around. Why are they stereotyping all of us? And we're not all that fucking rail skinny with the big round head either.
Willing to bet not a lot of them really go through all that.
No, probably just pull up and go, ah, easy parking.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then they see the big redneck hillbilly with the huge stomach walking out and taking their parking spot too, and they get pissed off
and
like
they
me.
Punch him in the jimmy.
But you know what's funny is like you need a permit or like something on your car to show that you are allowed to park in handicap parking, but you don't need that for expectant mother parking. I just think it would be hilarious if you did though, like if you had to have like a license plate for that just short amount of time that had like a little, you know, outline of a pregnant woman or something. That'd be awesome. Like,
you know, it's funny you
permit.
Mentioned that, because, you know, technically your wife is supposed to be your obvious permit walking in and out of those stalls. But there was one day we were walking around, my wife had, one of my baggy, sport suit, whatever, top things on. You know, like a pullover jacket, because she was feeling a little cold that morning or whatever. So she was already pretty huge and everything. We definitely should have been parking the expectant mother, but we get out, I look over at her, realize she doesn't look terribly pregnant because she's also kind of like leaning forward a little bit.
Hmm.
And I kind of whispered to her, I'm like, honey, so we don't get stared at, can you like lean backwards and like cradle the underside of your stomach?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, the first time we used it, Miranda wasn't really showing yet either, but, you know, it's... who's going to call it? Who's really going to be like, excuse me, you don't look pregnant. Go somewhere else.
Well, I will if you're a big 60-year-old redneck motherfucker.
Well, right, if you're a guy, but...
And especially if you have anger issues, then you're definitely going to call somebody out. And fortunately, Andy has plenty of anger issues to spare.
In all actuality, no, I didn't call the guy out. I just
slashed
like,
his tire and
pee-peed
his gas tank.
Would you say pee-peed in his gas tank?
Yeah, sorry.
You can't go, like, urinated or...
It was from the Clerks cartoon. someone was yelling at Randall. He's like, "I'm going to burn this place down and pee-pee on the ashes." And I thought that was funny. Because the guy was really angry but chose pee-pee.
That's a good contrast.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about that one, something kind of similar when Luke left us a comment and corrected us and said that it's only little kids that use fanny to refer to a vagina. And I thought about it, and I was like, you know, that actually kind of works out here, because really it's only little kids that use fanny to refer to your bottom.
Good point.
Yeah.
Once you get older, it's not fanny, it's ass or butt or whatever.
Bunghole.
Actually, I would say it's more old people who refer to it as a fanny. I haven't used fanny to describe a butt, except in jest, ever in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I never said fanny when I was a kid. Like, I can picture, like, your mother's gonna whap you on the fanny when she gets home. Stop shaking me. Damn car won't start. I flooded it.
Strange man, Tim.
You're totally gonna kill tonight. I can tell.
One way or the other. I brought sharp things to stick in people's eyes. I'm amazed they got through airport security.
You should just get up on stage and do like the torture scene from Braveheart where you start unrolling. And there's like hooked things. You're like, dude, there's like three hooked things in there that all look fairly similar. I'm pretty sure you don't need all those tools. You just got like extra copies to look scarier. So you just unroll that in front of the audience instead of there, cross your arms and go, now laugh, motherfuckers.
Speaking of airport security, which I was just a second ago, I'm surprised. Hey, I'm surprised that you can just stay in the airport all night and no one will bother you. Why haven't homeless people picked up on this yet? They're carrying all their shit anyway. It looks like luggage. Just head on into the baggage claim and just plop yourself down, have a nice rest out of the elements. Tancast, helping homeless people.
Yeah, see, now you just ruin the airports for the rest of us.
No. Have you smelled some of the other travelers? Yeah. I'm not entirely sure that they're not already.
Speaking of which, that tail urine scent has made it to Boston.
It must be in your nose, Tim.
No, because it exists some places and doesn't others, so it's not my nose.
I actually had that problem 2 days ago. I got a weird stale urine scent following me all around until I realized that my son had peed directly into the air. I was like, oh, it is me.
Urine scented.
Delicious.
Oh, also, I was very surprised. You know how you always get, like, assigned seating on planes and not always. If you're Southwest, you're like, you know, every man for himself. But, like, when you get your assigned seating and you're looking, like, while you're waiting to board, you're looking around at all the passengers like, oh, fuck, I hope I don't have to sit with that person. Or, probably am going to have to sit with that person. I got in a row with two hot chicks. I was like, that never happens.
Like, how you know? Well, it only happens when you're already married.
This is true.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 years too late.
Nope, it's exactly the right time, because now I didn't have to deal with the fact that they weren't going to go out with me or hook up with me later at all. I just got to enjoy their hotness and move on. You're hot, I'm married, sounds good.
Yep.
Check in, check.
I got to pimp out Tancast, because we got to talking.
Oh, nice. Oh, all right. Where were they from?
One is from, originally from Tampa, but going to school somewhere in Georgia on the coast. I can't remember. It was a city I'd heard of, but...
Savannah?
Yes.
There you go.
Well done.
Wow.
And
look at me filling that shit in. You know, before I moved here, I had no fucking idea that Savannah was on the coast. I just knew that Savannah was a place in Georgia, and that I think that it had been burned during the Civil War.
I didn't know it was on the coast until last night's conversation. Was it last night? I don't know. It all blurs together. You've been up
yesterday?
Yes. Sometime between now and the last time I was asleep. Really asleep, not just nodding off in an airport.
So, in case they're listening, welcome, hot chicks. Thank you for listening to Tancast. Tell your hot friends about us.
And since they probably aren't, go fuck yourselves.
Oh.
Oh, Tim. What? Driving people away.
What? I'm telling you, they're not listening.
They are.
Well, they're not listening right now. They may be later, though.
One of them was traveling with a Bible, like, in her hand. I was like, well, you probably won't want to
Wow.
That was just a front to keep creeps like you from hitting on her.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean creeps like me? Married people who aren't going to hit on her?
Yeah, you're creepy. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Noah fails.
Anything with hands as tiny as yours, Tim. Certain to be freaky. My newborn son has hands bigger than you.
My hands aren't freakishly tiny.
The little rat talons.
That's something Goatee Man used to say. Goat Man. I'm going to call him Goat Man now. But my old boss at the radio station used to call me Rat. Why don't you just, go dial the phone, use your little rat talons, and punch out the number. I'm like, rat talons? Aww. Rats don't even have talons. That doesn't make any sense. He's like, well, I couldn't say sausage fingers because you're not particularly fat.
I like rat talons.
Touche.
So Noah, so you do you do anything else this week besides go to a wedding?
That's about it.
How about you and I saw a movie together?
Oh yeah, we did. That was like a whole
Jeff,
week
why
ago.
Don't you go ahead and tell the story?
Oh, I mean it's we saw Traitor. It was good. Have you guys seen it?
Traitor, no, traitor. I have a son that won't be seeing movies for like 4 or 5
years. Oh, right.
Years.
Yes, that's true.
You can go to those movies that they play in the early morning with the lights still on and everybody brings their baby.
I was telling Andy he's about to enter the black hole of movie going.
I have officially discovered the one baby that I really, really like. So no, I'm not going to go there with all the rest of those people and their fucking devil spawn.
Well, you could finally start your baby fight club.
Two babies
one
enter.
Baby leave.
Sorry.
I just saw a movie. Oh, I saw Iron Man again with Stephanie and Danelle.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Steph finally saw it. Took it long enough.
Ghost Rider finally came on the premium channels, and I watched Ghost Rider with my wife yesterday.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know who I hate more after watching that movie. If it was the director, or the writer, or any of the actors, or whoever was in charge of the special effects direction, or possibly just myself for actually sitting all the way through that fucking piece of shit.
You're in luck. There's a sequel in the works.
Oh,
goody. Dude, like, have you ever seen, like, a novelty plastic skull, like the stuff that they use on Day of the Dead, you know, where it looks kind of like a very plastic caricature of a skull? That's what fucking Ghost Rider looked like. He looked like something that you buy in Tijuana for like 58 cents.
Those are the best kind of souvenirs.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it makes a great souvenir, but you know what it doesn't make great? A big fucking flaming skull that's supposed to be intimidating you.
Oh, whatever. No, it's a crappy
what else
movie.
Doesn't yeah what else doesn't intimidate you? Any of the dialogue, the plotting, the storyline.
Well, if you want to see a good movie, go see Traitor.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's all about like terrorism, but from the point of view of a terrorist, basically.
Cool.
So it's cool.
And we ate at the Texas Roadhouse.
Oh yeah,
Texas Roadhouse in good mood for food.
Dude, yeah. they have straight up buckets of peanuts for you at the table. It's crazy.
I've heard about that.
Straight up, yog.
Can you throw the peanut shells on the floor when you're done?
No,
not at this one. They have like another bucket for you to put the shells in.
Faggoty.
But there is
inauthentic.
There was a room, like the room next to the waiting area at the front of the restaurant had like a huge barrel full of peanuts, and there were shells all over the floor there.
Well, that's a little better. I mean, I would just expect significantly lower class than they were apparently expecting.
The ribs were very delicious. They came off the bone very easily. I appreciate
that. Your mama's titties came off the bone.
No.
Okay.
No, his mama's titties slapped right on both sides of the bone and then wiggled.
No.
Huh. Noah doesn't like it when you talk about his mom either.
No.
So did you see that Joe wants all our moms on here now?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Joe's our OG listener. We have to do whatever she says.
Yep.
If it weren't for her, we'd be nothing.
Yeah. Oh, and how weird is it that the annoyance or, I guess, offended bit from Anastasia was actually real, but
I know.
Because her mother is friends with the person you said was a butterface.
Oh, that's not what I meant to imply. I didn't mean to imply she had a butterface. Was that how it came off?
Well, as I hadn't ever seen her show or seen pictures of her, that's kind of what I assumed you guys were saying.
Ah, well, if that was the case, heavens no. She has a lovely face. It was just the particular shot of her, the cleavage didn't look as good. Like, the shirt should have been, you know, tighter.
You were complaining about the picture,
yes,
not the person.
Not the person at all. Yes. And, in fact, if she would like to come on the show, which I'm sure she would, because this can do nothing but help her ratings on the Food Network. So I heard you were on a podcast where they make rape poems. No, I was not.
That was someone else with my unusual name.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Well, if you weren't genuinely insulting her, I will. I don't like Giada Laurentiis.
Well, there you go. Goodbye, Anastasia.
Who are you?
Goodbye, Anastasia.
Get thee behind us, Satan.
What don't you like? What's,
I mean,
not to like?
No. She's a, you know, she's a good cook or whatever, but I find her to be irritating as a person when she's doing her shows. And plus, she has one of those people that has a really big mouth.
Yeah.
Like, you can see way too many teeth and stuff, and I don't like
that's
that.
That's how I like it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The better to eat you with, my dear.
That's right.
Well, she looks like she's going to swallow the camera whenever she's on TV.
That's not all.
That's freaky.
That would be an interesting cooking show. The host just swallowed the camera.
Swallow the camera with Giada.
Yeah, maybe it's a delicious confectionery.
The camera is actually made out of licorice.
Well, if it is, then I stand correct.
You know, of all the people I saw on the Food Network, I would say she annoyed me, if not the least, certainly, like, she wasn't one of the people who was annoying, where I was like, I gotta leave the room. Other than the fact
she seemed to
put olive oil on everything. And she's like, and don't forget the olive oil. I'm like, calm the fuck down with the olive oil.
I mean, don't get me wrong, she's no Rachel Ray, so she's definitely not at the top of the annoying list, but she's on there.
Yeah, and I gotta say, for Emeril, if you're not actually making shit explode, you shouldn't be allowed to yell BAM that much. When I hear BAM, I expect to see, like, flambe or, like, the audience running in fear or something.
Well, you know what's great is he's not even on Food Network anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No, his ratings went way down. He's on, like, some other crappy channel.
Oh,
he
I
sucks.
Thought I saw
Somebody
him
likes
on
him.
There when it was the, you know, 48-hour death baton march of fucking Food Network. Like, we're not turning it off until we get every recipe known to man. But
maybe they do, like, reruns or something, but definitely, like, new episodes are not on Food Network anymore.
Well, like, his audience, I want his audience. They are the easiest laughs ever. Anything he says that he's like, he tries to make, like, a joke, they're, oh, hilarious, oh, Emeril. Oh, Emeril, you're so funny. No, he's not. I mean, not that he's not funny, but he's not pee your pants at every single comment funny. Anyway, I whoever screens his audience, please see me. I would need you to send those people to my show.
Hey, in Boston today.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Noah?
I just looked up, and Emeril's still listed on the Food Network site as an Emeril Live show.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I was like, I think I saw the same commercial that Tim did, and I think he's still there.
Noah, everybody, calling people out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're full of shit, Jeff.
I call bullshit.
Welcome to TangCast.
I saw a commercial on Food Network that was like, Emeril is now on this channel and not on Food Network.
Oh, maybe
maybe the reruns.
Maybe Food Network is trying to spin off yet another channel because they ran out of room 24 hours, 7 days a week. Well, we got more recipes. I don't know. Let's start more Food Network.
Dude, Food Network is awesome. Like, I could watch that channel all the time.
Well, you should have been over at the house that weekend.
I should have.
All right.
I got a new TV.
Oh, I've heard about this. I've heard it's awesome.
It's nice. I like it. Yeah, it's funny, because when I went and saw the movie with Noah, then after we ate, we went to Best Buy, and we were just wandering around looking at stuff, and then my wife and I were looking at TVs, and we were like, we should just buy a TV. And so we ended up later that day going to Fry's and buying a TV. But we got a good one. We got a 50-inch plasma for, it was only $1,000, so...
Only, huh?
Not too not shabby.
Mm-hmm. Yep, my 55-inch TV thinks that's adorable.
Aww. How much did you pay for yours, though?
I think it was like $1,200.
What?
He
Wait, when did you get it?
Production.
Two years ago?
You got a DLP. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, have fun carrying that.
Oh, thing's light.
No. A 55-inch DLP weighs at least 150 pounds.
No. No, sir, I can lift that thing by myself, and I am weak.
You're full of shit. You cannot lift that on your own.
I can lift it by myself. I am not shitting you.
Wow.
You would be surprised. Well, it's not a huge fucking pane of glass. It's
well, right, but DOPs are automatically heavier than anything else because they're way thicker.
All right, well, you can come visit me, and I will let you bench press my television.
Oh, I'm not going to pick it up.
Since Andy's involved in this argument and can't say it, this argument has gotten stupid.
Yes, it has.
Filling in for Noah and Tim today are Jeff and Andy. Yes, it is. No, it is.
I will cut off my pinky finger.
Nice, podcast reference.
If you can actually, yeah, there you go. That was
just
for you, Tim.
I thought it was a Four Rooms reference.
No.
Don't know.
Oh. Fuck that.
It's a movie.
Tim Roth? Tarantino? No? Okay.
Well, yeah, I said fuck that movie.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
Did you not hear me?
That's
I'll
generally the response
that
to that movie. Yeah, that's about what the critics said.
I had to do a project when I was in college for, like, I think my, what's it? I don't know if it was theater appreciation or something, where, but anyway, we had to do a script and make it into a, somehow make it into a production on video, and so we did a puppet show of Four Rooms, and I was the bellhop guy. I still have that puppet somewhere, I think.
Nice.
A.K.A. sock with a hat on it.
Yeah, I was about to say, how sophisticated were the puppets?
Not at all. Oh, it sucked. Like, the editing was just horrible. Like, there's some scene where it gets burnt down, and we decided to try and do that, and you only get one shot at burning down the only set you have, and we missed our shot.
Oh.
Like, it's all out of focus and blurry, and, like, the cuts are jumping everywhere, and all of a sudden it's just ashy, and that's the end.
Fiend. It was an art class.
Sounds like a winner to me. I'd watch that.
I can't believe I didn't get an A in that class.
Neither can I.
You know, I was just thinking about my television, and I'm not, like, trying to start for shit about it.
Oh, yeah, you are.
No, I was actually afraid to go shopping for that thing, because the last TV that I'd bought before that was the TV that was in the living room at the Tan House, and I purchased that on September 10th, 2001.
Oh.
And didn't have space available to fit it in the like it was too big for my car. I thought I'd be able to get it in the back seat, but just slightly too big. So called up a friend and was going to borrow his cousin's truck the next morning and go pick it up from Circuit City. So I wake up in the morning. I don't have to go to work right away. I'm just kind of sitting around. And then like I turn on the TV on my tiny shitty little TV in my bedroom and. There's shit going on in New York, but I kind of had the sound off, and I pulled up Slashdot on my computer and saw a bunch of stuff there about the Twin Towers falling. I was like, man, that's a weird book review. They're not saying, hey, here's our book review. They're just like acting like it's all real. And I'd like keep reading more and more and more about it. I'm like, that's kind of shitty. I mean, every once in a while, they let just a real piece of shit go through their editorial process such as it is, like one of their editors just goes nuts and puts something up on the page that's not real, but this is just kind of weird. And then I pulled up my IM and Tim IMs me and says something like, oh my god, and I wrote back, oh my god, what, they fired everyone at the station?
I remember that.
And he says, are you not watching the news? So I turned the news, I turned the volume up on my shitty little TV in my bedroom. And it's all about the Twin Towers, and I like to pull up CNN.com, and I don't believe that, so I pull up, like, Yahoo News, and I don't believe that, so I, like, pull up, I don't know, MSNBC or something, and I don't believe that one. And, like, then I start realizing, oh my god, it's all real, and I type it all into Tim, and then I have to go pick up my brand new TV from the shop that I bought it at, carted it home, set it down, and sat in the living room until I had to go to work, assembling the base for it with tears just streaming down my face. So the first thing that I watched on that TV was 9/11.
Jeez. That's a good way to christen a TV.
Yeah, so then when we went to get another bigger TV, I'm like, fuck.
It's all your fault, Andy.
Yeah, not while I'm flying cross-country, you don't.
I'm like, what horrible thing am I going to be watching first on this TV?
Turns out it was just Ghost Rider. You're
right. Actually, no. Turns out it was my own wedding movie.
No.
It was my wedding video. I just realized that.
That's a whole different disaster.
Because we bought it when we were closing on the house, so like we didn't have any of our shit here. It was all still, along with our lives, still in California. But we like bought the TV and bought a DVD player for it. And the only thing that had been shipped here so far was Caitlin's parents had sent our wedding video to this address instead of the address back in California. So we got our wedding video and watched it. Because, yeah, we had no cable, no movies, no nothing.
Wow.
Huh.
I might actually go to Blockbuster or something before I watch this wedding video.
Oh, even your own wedding video, Tim?
I've seen it.
What if you hadn't
and I lived it.
Well, we hadn't seen it yet. It was just being shipped to us. You know, we just.
Oh, okay, then yeah, I might have.
Yeah, we just gotten married. Remember?
Well, yeah, that's not how the wedding video worked for my particular marriage. My wedding video worked a half a year later. They finally got around to sending it to us, and with some great angles of, oh hey, my mom's on the podium. Let's put the camera all the way in the back of the church. Nope, across the street. Fuck, can we get a satellite image of the church so we can be really far away and blurry? Perfect.
Nice. But how do I look in your wedding video?
Fat.
Excellent.
Of course.
Then it all paid off.
And gay.
At least you're in it.
Oh, wait. Well, are you not in the video?
I'm not in anything. As far as all recorded media is concerned, Miranda and I were not at your wedding. There are no pictures of us there.
My fault. You guys were ducking the cameras like you were, you know, paparazzi shy celebrities. Like, no, I cannot be photographed here.
Whatever. I even paid him to take a picture of me, and he said no. He turned my money down.
Seriously?
No.
I was like,
I love that you
all,
sold that so well that you got Tim, the bullshit artist, i.e. Pigeon Man,
oh, whatever,
to buy it.
Well, first of all, like, it was a woman that was taking the pictures.
Well, there you go. See, I never even
I
never even saw her because she avoided us like the plague.
I don't know what to tell you. That's nice. I just found some random long black hairs in my bed here at the hotel. Econo Lodge, everybody.
For a second, I thought you were at home. I was like, oh shit, Danelle cheating on you?
Yeah.
These are my random black hairs.
Either that or she hasn't been trimming her pubes.
Hey, baby, it's getting a little long down there. It's coming out the bottom of your pet leg. Can you clean that up?
Well, wait. So, Tim, if awesome. They're just long hairs, I mean, at least it's just head hair, right?
You hope?
There was some... yeah.
I don't know, Jeff. I've got some prodigious ass hair, so...
Still, it was in the bed. Not on the top of the bed, in the bed, in the sheets.
Well,
because I'm lying down and being cozy during this Tancast since I haven't had a lot of sleep.
Oh, you're not exploring the room this time?
Nope, I'm exploring the inside of my eyelids.
Well, you fall asleep on us?
Yeah, I mean, we better not let Andy talk too long. You might pass out.
Boom!
Sorry, Andy.
I hate you.
So, the wedding I went to, it's got to be one of the nicest weddings I've ever seen. It was like on a vineyard in San Martin, which is past Morgan Hill. And so it was like outside. Eating was outside. There was like, the house was huge. We didn't get to go in the house where, you know, they didn't let the black people inside. No, I don't know. They didn't really let anyone inside. Free beer. I mean, not free beer. Free alcohol. They're just free drinks in general. It must have cost a crap load of money. I'm just like, oh.
On behalf of Andy Noah, fuck you.
Thank you, Tim.
This is the nicest wedding I've ever been to.
Your wedding was very nice. You didn't give me free alcohol, though. I didn't say it was the best wedding I've ever been to. I just meant...
You said it was the nicest.
Aesthetically, it was very nice. Like, you know, the location, everything.
Well, you can kiss my black ass.
And then I was talking to people sitting at my table about, you know, weddings and what they cost, and I don't know, I think someone mentioned that that wedding cost like enough to buy like a $70,000 car. I was like, ooh, that's a lot of money. And then
wouldn't that just be $17,000?
Yeah, why?
Why would you have to say it's enough to buy a $17,000 car?
I was thinking
car?
The same thing. That's
what was that?
It's like a useless math problem. It's like, this wedding costs enough to buy a $17,000 car, two $400 tickets to France, 18 to $20 books, and four $2 Snickers.
To recap, Noah, Andy was saying, why didn't they just say it cost $17,000?
As opposed to a $17,000 car.
I don't know. That's how it was told to me. I'm just quoting. I didn't question.
Do me a favor. If you bump into them again, slap them from me.
Man, this cab ride is enough to buy a $12 parakeet.
This cab ride costs enough to take exactly the cab ride I have just taken.
And then I was talking to my friend Abel, who they went on a honeymoon to Hawaii. And I don't know, maybe this is normal. They spent like $13,000 on their honeymoon.
Whoa, that's not normal.
I was like, woof. I was like, really? I was like,
that is a lot of hookers for a honeymoon.
I was like, how the fuck do you spend that much money? I want to know. I mean, granted, it's your honeymoon. You should, you know, get a little crazy, have some fun. I don't know about $10,000 crazy. Like, I'd be like, hey. Oh, and they took a helicopter ride, which I'm sure cost a pretty penny. And they stayed in, like, the Hilton, or I don't know, some fancy place. But it's just like, oh, that is a lot of money.
The Hilton or some other fancy place.
Well, so Noah, does this mean your upcoming reception is going to be all, you know, sweet action, tits out, all kind of awesome stuff, or is it going to suck?
I don't know. Hopefully it's good.
Not involved in the planning process either, huh?
I'm involved, but it's like, it's really the people who are there who make it good, really. You know, I mean, we're going to have a DJ, there's going to be food, not going to be free alcohol. Except for, like, champagne.
Well, then I'm not coming.
Okay.
Well, I'm not coming either.
I'm coming.
It'll be me and Tim. Lots of food. That's what I told him earlier.
No, Tim's coming.
Gagoo.
Mort!
That's the noise I make when I finish.
Gagoo.
Ladies, just imagine that alone in the dark. And wake up screaming.
Gagoo. That's nice.
Yeah. I sing the battle theme from that Star Trek episode. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, I was like, wait for it. He's not going to let it go without actually doing it.
No, I was going to let it go, but you all just sat there. I'm like, I got to fill in the silence. These guys are dropping the
Didn't
ball.
Didn't you do that in the last one?
Do what?
Drop
the ball?
You know.
Oh, no, he did it earlier in this podcast.
And I did it in the very special podcast.
Yeah, that's how long this has been.
I think we're just hitting an hour now, aren't we?
Yeah, which means we should probably start to wrap it up.
Probably.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. So, Andy, any advice for Jeff as a new father?
Push your wife down the stairs.
Oh man. Cold.
We need to do it when it's warm or cold. Doesn't matter. The important part is the stairs.
Wait, so how many stairs?
And the pushing. It's got to be a sufficient number, and don't like cheap out and go for the stairs that have got like six stairs down and then the landing and then six more stairs, because you don't want to have to run after and roll them to the side and kick them down the next like short flight.
Like a slinky?
Get ones that's got a good long run. Yeah.
And throw a helmet on her, because you know what? It pays to be courteous.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to take her life, just the life of the baby.
Right.
All right. This is the worst.
Oh, right,
this
right.
This is the worst advice
no,
ever.
Totally true.
And if you're a real gentleman, you'll fall down the stairs with her.
Wear a helmet. Whee! Now, I'll give you some real advice. It's the most trite piece of shit that anyone's ever said. But seriously, get used to, like, not having sleep. Train yourself for a little while before the baby's coming. Just be ready to wake up, like, every 3 hours during the middle of the night. Mm. Either that or just enjoy the sleep that you're getting now while you can.
Yeah.
Because it's apparently it's not going to be forever. It's just going to fucking feel like it for a little while.
Yes, I have heard that quite a bit. That's, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but it sounds shitty.
I heard it quite a bit, too. But trust me, there's a difference between hearing it and understanding it and believing it and then actually living through it.
Mm-hmm. But it's all worth it, right?
Well, he is adorable, and he's got huge flippers, so I really think he's going to get some Olympic golds.
I think that's the first nice thing you said about your son on Tancast.
It's okay, we'll edit it out.
Excellent. No, I did say that I think he might be the Antichrist, which means he's got leadership potential.
Fair enough.
So that's it. That's the end. Oh, by the way, if you spawn the Antichrist, just let me know so that I, you know, reduce my expectations accordingly.
Okay. It is a worry. We're very concerned that it may actually be the case. Mm.
Well, yes, it is going to be your son, so I really think it's down to you or me. All right. Well, with that little bit of delicious chocolatey goodness out of the way, I think this has been enough tan. Tang!
Tang. Yes.
Delicious tang. Fruity tang.
This is enough tang fruity. To choke an astronaut.
I've been Tim.
You have been Tim. I've been Andy.
I'm still Noah.
And again, thank you guys. I'm Jeff. It's always fun to be here. And it was good to do a full Tang. It's very fun.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I'm sorry we didn't end up talking about Boston all that much.
Well, you haven't seen all that much of it, so
well, no,
Jeff
like
can
I
just
was,
tell you about all the shit.
Like
I thought we talked about it plenty.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you got to show off your hometown pride enough.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I didn't want to
just say Go Sox.
Fuck that place.
Just say Go
well,
Sox.
No, yeah, I didn't want to dominate it, but yes, Go Sox. We're winning right now, 2-1, bottom of the seventh. So yes.
Yay! They scored a goal unit basket. Go Squadron! Do good. Beat the opponents in the skirmish.
Thank you, Brian Regan.
No problem.
So yeah, look out for the happy Red Sox fans later.
Yes, they will attempt to burn everything.
Oh really? Do they get really rowdy when they win or lose?
They do around Fenway, so you have to get. You have to actually be in that area.
Okay, I won't.
But, yeah, I mean, and obviously, I don't know, I mean, like a middle-of-the-day Sunday game, maybe not as much, but if it was like a weekend night game.
There are a bunch of Catholics in Boston, and they are coming off of all of that crazy mass wine.
Mass wine. Hopefully they do win, because then the Bostonians will be in a good mood when they come to the Hard Rock Cafe tonight at 9 p.m.
Totally.
I don't know why I'm plugging it. It's in the past for everyone listening to this. They're listening in the future.
Hop in your time machines and go back and see Tim.
And vote
hopefully,
for him.
Hopefully, by the time this is up, you can, when you're done here and you're like, well, I haven't had enough Tim yet, which is probably always the case, you can go to Comics on Comics and watch my podcast that my video podcast that I did where I was fucking hilarious.
Tim's hot comic on comic action.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't get any better.
That was Batman thing. All right. That's all for now. Join us next week when I dip my balls in Noah's mouth and he likes it.
Mm-hmm. I never like it.
Nummy.
You always like it.
Never.
Always.
Hate it.
Love it.
It sucks.
Exactly. It sucks on my balls. Oh!
You're an idiot!
Look who's talking!
Yes, you were!
This has just gotten childish.
Gotten?
So, wait. So Tim, in an attempt to recover, best of luck to you.
No, thank you.
Take luck. Take care of it. Take your luck and have it.
Actually, I will be editing this after the show tonight, so right after this I'll let you know. Like, when you stay tuned after the credits, you'll hear either, fuck it, I lost, or, yay, I won!
Oh, well, here, let me give you a reaction shot for that. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah, that should suffice.
Nice. I was gonna say, if you did both, I was still gonna put, I'm sorry, buddy, after I won, if I did.
But that wasn't my joke.
Well... Whoever knows what an Andy joke is.
Yeah. Oh, it's still going. My joke is...
His sense of humor is so dry, sometimes Andy doesn't get it.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta lube him up beforehand.
Oh, no lubing.
Oh, no. Please, lube
makes
Andy.
Makes the joke go down easier.
All right, we're done. I'm gonna hit stop. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.
Toodaloo.
Well, here it is. It's Tim. Just doing my report on my appearance in the Boston Comedy Festival, which I believe I can sum up in one word.
Fail.
Or perhaps two words.
Epic fail.
Yep, I did not make it past the preliminary round, so I'm now tucked tail between my legs heading back home to California. So, I guess you've won this round, Boston, but I'll be back.
I'm a failure. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.